Namaste Sarasvate Devaravani Pacharine Evasesa Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. I would just like to briefly say two short things. I saw on the video screen the drama Namacharya Haridas Thakur, and I was really surprised to see the richness of the emotion. I mean, I also got wet eyes from just seeing how Haridas Thakur was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I mean, Dvarkadish, I really hope you will enter the chanting which you did on the stage in your life. It was so alive. And then, yes, how he met this prostitute. First, I saw you thought you had gotten a eunuch from Bombay Street to play the. It was just such a wild presence of eccentricity on the stage. And then I understood, no, it's a good devotee. It was really intense to even watch the prostitute. I felt like running away to save my ashram. It was really intense. So there was a richness of different rasas going on, and as I was watching, I remembered that Prabhupada gave a very interesting lecture once in Tokyo about his own acting in a drama. He said that there was one very famous director, Mr. Amrit Ghosh, who directed Prabhupada in his younger days to play a drama on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And as the boys were speaking, were acting, they finished the drama, and then they expected a loud applause, but the applause never came. They thought, did we do everything wrong? And they looked from behind the screen, and they saw that the whole audience was crying. And that was, of course, the most successful drama. When the audience is so much moved that they take it for real. Like, I wanted to run out of the room. I felt, I have to save my ashram. This is too much for me. Haridas Thakur can survive this attack, but not me. It was rich with feelings. And as many of you have said, by this drama, you seem to transcend the apparent reality and enter really into the events which took place 500 years ago. Now, Prabhupada was talking in this lecture about his own appearance on the stage, and he made one comment. He said, "If while you are performing your drama, you begin to remember that you are Karandara, 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 what was the name of this famous Karandara, a famous devotee of Srila Prabhupada, then you cannot act any longer." If, for instance, Dvarakadish would think, "No, I'm not Haridas Thakur, I'm a doctor." then he would maybe raise his scalpel at Giriraj and Vishwarupa and say, "Don't come close, I please." If you want to act, you have to be totally absorbed in the feeling and forget who you are for a moment. Then you can act properly. So Prabhupada took this this point and made a very deep philosophical point, which I would like to repeat to you. He said, similarly, we are all acting in this material world. We are all playing out a drama. And we have forgotten that we are Krishna's servants. And he said, and we feel that we are not Krishna's drama, Krishna's servants. We identify so much with our false roles that we feel like being people from Mumbai or from Hamburg or Frankfurt or the Italian mafia. if we would remember who we are, we couldn't any longer act in this false drama of material life. He made this point. It's a beautiful little point, isn't it? We feel so much like conditioned souls that we really have forgotten who we are. And then he said, but actually, we just need to wake up from this illusion and whoops, we are in the reality. He said, actually, no one of us has fallen from Krishna. We're just imagining, like an actor who imagines a false role. I wanted to just tell you this very nice lecture from Tokyo. If you are interested, I actually wanted to make a copy and give it to... It's a really wonderful point. It says we actually have never fallen. We just feel we have fallen. We imagine this like a theater actor. A last comment which I would like to make this evening is... when I heard you talking, I first heard you as a sympathetic Swami who likes to be amongst you. And then I made an experiment. I thought as a critic, now here we sit in the house of Krishna Chandra, which is certainly not a poor man's cottage. There is Srinaji, who just drove us a few days back in a white German car, like a rally driver through Mumbai. And they are talking so excited, and here are doctors, and they all talk so excitingly about dramas, which are, I mean, things which grown-up people who are not actors don't really normally do. Children play dramas, but not grown-up people, and certainly not rally drivers and palace owners. I was trying to also act out the role of a critic and observing you with this critical perspective. And then it dawned on me, actually you were not playing dramas. You were playing doing devotee association. Radhanath Maharaj has tricked us another time to enter into what he wants to teach us, a very lively and very dynamic and very deep form of devotee association. You are really doing sadhu sangha. This is what this drama playing is all about, because you are too grown up to play. The fact that you relished it was that you were not playing dramas, you were doing devotee association. Hare Krishna.
Vanshakalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya eva cha patithanam pavanibhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namo.
Thank you, Sripad Sachinandan Swami Maharaj. Maharaj is empowered to extract the essence of Krishna consciousness in whatever circumstance he may be in. The essence of Krishna consciousness is to be absorbed in Krishna. All of you have very expertly absorbed well over 1,000 devotees in Krishna, Krishna's Leela. We should not evaluate the value of something by material standards. In material standards, there's measurements of space and time. But in Krishna consciousness, things are evaluated by the quality of our absorption. Those hours, perhaps 5 hours between the 2 days of dramas, 1,000 people were completely absorbed in Krishna and Krishna's transcendental pastimes. Although you only performed the drama one time, these devotees, they practice for over 3 months for one performance, and then perhaps never again. And how they put their hearts, their souls, their lives into doing it so perfectly as possible. And the result is everyone there actually experiences the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is a tremendous service. Srila Prabhupada was not very concerned with excellent acting or directing or producing skills. In fact, he told us that no spiritual progress can be made by seeing even the greatest performances unless the participants are sincere devotees. Krishna manifests himself not through material qualification, but by a Vaishnava's sincerity. This was a very glorious feature of the dramas this year and all previous years as well. The sincerity of the devotees. The sincerity of the devotees to work together for the purpose of pleasing the Vaishnavas, pleasing the spiritual masters. That is the essence of Krishna consciousness. Sadhu Sangam, Sachinandan Maharaj has explained. It's such an incredible format for Sadhu Sangam. For grihasthas and students who are living away from the temple, who may come together on Sundays for wonderful satsang, who may come together from time to time informally for satsang, who have their families and their occupations. But you have all, without being paid even one paisa, dedicated so many hours for so many months to come together for the exclusive purpose of pleasing the Vaishnavas and pleasing the spiritual master. That is real satsang. And how to please the Vaishnavas and Guru? By sincerely helping one another to be completely absorbed in Krishna. And the result is the perfection of life. Actually, the drama performances that are performed 2 days a year are perhaps the most real experience of actual reality that you have throughout the whole year. Because as Maharaj was saying, you're forgetting your illusory conceptions of who you are and what you like, and you're absorbed in Krishna. You're absorbed in serving Krishna. I am very, very much charmed by your sincerity. It has become one of the foundational principles of Sri Radha Gopinath's temple, this drama festival. Not simply on the basis of the 2 nights that they are performed, but all the time and all the energy that actually goes throughout the year of devotees, living together, working together, serving together, tolerating one another in very difficult circumstances for the purpose of sincerely offering something wonderful to the devotees, to the Vaishnavas. The intimacy of the relationships that develop through these dramas are something profound. And they're all exclusively based on Krishna's lila and Krishna's service. Every year, Srinathji Prabhu has some incredible role to play. Yes? Who could understand 62-year-old grandfather, father, member of parliament, managing trustee of so many foundations, chairman of international corporations, and he's playing a Turkish chaudhary. Krishna Chandra Prabhu, CEO of Mafatlal Industries, trustee of so many very, very glorious Hindu Vaishnav foundations, playing Nawab, a Muslim king. Children, even our small children, so absorbed in their roles. This is Krishna consciousness. Sahadev, distinguished, cultured gentleman. of the highest order, walking around with this, with the most foolish, stupid-looking costume I've ever seen in my life. He was supposed to be Jambavan, a bear. He didn't look like a bear. He looked like a fool. That was a... Where did you get that costume? And yet here's Sahadev Prabhu. One of the great leaders of the Marwari community, so gentle, so very highly cultured, business executive, and he's walking around like that on stage, in all earnestness, in all seriousness. I started crying when I saw him in that. First I was crying because I was thinking, is he going to survive wearing? He's an old man, he's suffocating. And then I was crying thinking, what a saintly person he is. He's Trinadapi Sunichena, definitely Amanina Manadena. He doesn't care. No ego. He just wants to serve the devotees. Somebody 25 years junior to him is telling him to wear this costume, and he just puts it on to serve the Vaishnavas. Such incredible cooperation. And every year, Giri Govardhan Prabhu, he is so determined, he's never even, just determined to be involved in some way, anyway. And ultimately, everyone's goal is just that the Guru and the Vaishnavas are happy. Who could imagine Vrishabhanu Prabhu as Hanuman? Unbelievable. The chairman of the Department of Chemistry of Bombay University. One of the most accomplished PhDs who coached dozens and dozens of students to get PhDs, who had this felicitation, the top scholars of chemistry, science, came into a big hall practically for a Vyas Puja, glorifying his erudite qualities as a scholar, as a chemist, writing literary papers. He's a Saraswat Brahmin community. He's retired. And he's walking around with his tail. And a club. And this foolish little crown in front of 1,500 people in all seriousness. This is Vaishnav. Why? He's not trying to get a role in Bollywood by his performance. Only one motive. simply to please the Vaishnavas, to please Guru. It's a wonderful, wonderful offering that you have all made. The perfection of Krishna consciousness is in the association of devotees, to really be absorbed in remembering Krishna, absorbed in remembering Krishna in that spirit of servant of the servant of the servant. And somehow or other that has become the experience that we hear from all, each and every person who participates. We hear about devotees traveling sometimes. How many practices for each drama? 20 practices. Devotees who travel hours, stay up late at night, and they may have one line, or they may not have any lines. Maybe just some Mataji just fanning someone. And the people backstage just working so hard. Of the 1,500 people in the audience, nobody will even know that they've ever done anything. But they just want to assist all others. It is really a wonderful offering. Srila Prabhupada is clapping for all of you in appreciation for your sincerity. Srila Prabhupada appealed to us again and again to be sincere. Because when whatever we do in Krishna consciousness with sincerity, Krishna reciprocates. Not only does he reciprocate with us personally, but he reciprocates with our efforts. He reciprocates with those persons that we influence by our sincerity. My congratulations to all of you for your sincerity, your cooperation to reveal the pastimes of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. It is very late. Should we have 5-minute kirtan?
Yes.
Or is it too late? We will not disturb your relatives on other floors of this building. You don't mind. This is Vaishnav. Very well.